would have been a freak.
I understand.
We really need to readdress what we consider to be normal for black people.
Ms. Farr, what do you want readers to come away with once they read the book?
I want readers to, first of all, begin to have a conversation about the trauma that they have faced in their lives. If you can't address your trauma, you can never resolve it. And if you can't resolve it, you can't break the chains that trauma has on you, keeping you tied to repeating your past. So that's the first thing. The second thing I want people to come away with is to know that there are simple tools to address trauma. If I had had to have a high-paying job and insurance and go talk to somebody, you know, I would have never gotten the help I needed. I discovered the emotional freedom technique when I was laid off with no money in a house in pre-foreclosure, and I just got on the internet and found a tool that helped myself. So I want people to realize there are tools that can help you to help yourself and get you to the point where you can be free from trauma, not just released from prison, whatever your prison is, whether it's behind walls or in your house. There are ways for you to free yourself that I know worked because they worked for me.
Any final comments, Ms. Forbes?
Well, I really just want to talk about what the term restored citizens means to me. I took that from the Bible. There's a scripture in the Bible where God says he will restore to you the years that the locust and the cankerworm and the caterpillar ate up. And when I read that scripture sitting in my cell, I claimed that for myself. I said, I want my life restored. And that's why I use the term restored citizens. A lot of people talk about returning citizens, but I've seen people go out of prison and then return back to prison. So I didn't want to be returning. I wanted to get out and have my life restored to what I was truly capable of being had I not suffered the trauma that I experienced. And that's what I want for other people to grasp, that you can have your life restored. You're not totally permanently messed up because of anything you've done. Your life can be restored to what it's truly capable of being.
Lisa Forbes, author of I Can Take It From Here, a memoir of trauma, prison, and self-empowerment. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's americanarchives.org. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm John L. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today as we begin our 52nd season, and please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio. If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can
do it if you try. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you. with a million stars in the galaxy. When I'm floating with them, it's hard for me to see. I'm holding on to this dear earth as it spins around with me. With a million miles of odometry, and the moon like a goon staring back at me, I'm holding on to this dear earth with love and gravity. 60,000 feet up in the air, I can't wait to come down, drop down. I've been that fool, I let my fuel run low, let my people know I'm on drop down, slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. My life is moving under me before I touch the ground. 30,000 feet up in the air, I can't wait to get there. Drop down. The only thing I seem to see around, the sand in which you stand within my hand. Slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. My life is moving under me before I touch the ground. Feet up in the air, I can't wait to come down, drop down. The only thing I seem to see around, the sand in which you stand within my hand. Slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.